Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. There's a saying that a picture is worth a thousand words. Imagine that. One image provoking hundreds and hundreds of thoughts and images in a person's mind. It's almost as if the initial picture is a seed that, when planted in the brain, produces a harvest of thoughts. It's even more amazing to know that many people confess to not being able to control their thoughts. The crop begins to multiply, and they can't seem to put a stop to it. They simply cannot get their minds to obey them. Or can they? I've counseled many people who say they can't control their thoughts, and I ask them to close their eyes and imagine holding a slimy green frog in their hand. They're fine with that, but when I ask them to imagine popping the frog into their mouth, everyone would answer the same. No way, I'm not going to think that. See, you can control your thoughts. It's simply a matter of what you choose to allow your mind to dwell on. The mind is the primary battlefield of life. Every action of mankind begins with a thought. So it's no wonder that when the enemy wants to affect your life, he plants a thought and waits patiently for it to grow. So, how do we control our minds? 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us that we can cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That means anything we know that is contrary to the Word of God. Now, here's the tricky part. The longer you allow the thought to grow, the more difficult it becomes to control it. Or as the Scripture puts it, cast it down. One minute you're just thinking about it, the next minute you're making plans to do something you know you shouldn't be doing. The key is catching the thought and quickly casting it out of your mind. Think about your last big mistake. Now, trace it backwards to the initial thought. Wouldn't it be nice to go back and grab that thought and cast it out of your mind? Think of all the trouble and heartache it would have saved you. The next time you think you can't control your thoughts, close your eyes, hold out your hand, and think about that little green frog. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.